Now, boys and girls, a couple of weeks ago, you remember I told you about Stephen, who was the very first man in the New Testament to be put to death for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you remember when we spoke about Stephen, we said that there was another young man standing by, and he was agreeing with what was happening to Stephen as Stephen was being stoned to death in the name of Christ the Lord. That young man's name was Saul of Tarsus. And we said, of course, that Saul of Tarsus was going to become the great Apostle Paul, and he was going to go on to serve the Lord, and he himself was going to become a martyr for Jesus Christ the Savior. Now, how all that came about is this, because you remember, nobody is born a Christian. A person can only become a Christian, and they only become a Christian in the way that the Bible tells us. Well, the way that Saul of Tarsus became a Christian, of course, was a very remarkable way. But at the same time, he just did the things which God requires each and every one of us to do in order to know that we are his children. You remember the persecutions. You remember how Saul of Tarsus then was persecuting the people of God in the city of Jerusalem. He was having them put into prison. And he wasn't content just with having the people in Jerusalem put into prison, but he wanted to go to every place where he knew there was a church of God, and he wanted to persecute the believers in Christ in those places as well. He heard that there was a church in the city of Damascus, way up in the north of the country. And so he went to the religious leaders of the Jewish nation, and he asked them for authority, that he might go and arrest the Christians in the city of Damascus and then bring them back in chains to the city of Jerusalem and put them in prison. So off he went on that long journey to Damascus, and he would have gone day after day until one day, just at midday, that's at noon, when the sun is brightest in the heaven, the Bible tells us that a mighty light shone out of heaven. And it shone upon Saul of Tarsus and the people that were with him. And immediately that light came out of heaven, the Bible says, Saul of Tarsus fell on the ground, to the ground on his knees. There was a great noise like thunder, and those people that were standing with Saul of Tarsus, they saw the light and they heard the thunder. But Saul of Tarsus heard something more than that mighty noise. He heard a voice, and the voice that came out from heaven said this. It said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Why are you against me? Why are you doing all of these things? The voice, of course, that spoke to Saul of Tarsus was our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ had come to the world, had died for sins, had risen from the grave, and you remember from a few weeks ago, had ascended back into heaven again. And so from heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to this man who was persecuting his people, and he said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Now Saul of Tarsus, of course, knew that it was more than just the voice of a man. And so he said, who are you, Lord? And then the voice came back again, and the voice said, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. Now, that's a very great truth, boys and girls. You see, Saul of Tarsus was really only persecuting Christians, you would say. Ah, but because they were God's people, because they were Christ's children, our Lord Jesus Christ said to Saul of Tarsus, why are you persecuting me? And as soon as Saul of Tarsus heard that, then indeed he knew in his heart and his mind what was wrong. And the Lord said to him, you see, Saul, it is hard for you to kick against the pricks. It was not a strange thing to say. Let me tell you what he meant. You see, in those days, when they were going to tread out corn, when they were going to make bread, they put an ox onto a halter, and they put it onto a big pole so that the ox walked round and round and round. Now, the ox didn't like doing that sometimes. And so the farmer would come along, and he had a sharp stick, which was called a goad, and he would prick the heel of the ox so that the ox then had to move on a bit, you see. And when the Lord says, Saul, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks, he means that the Lord Jesus was pricking his conscience. He was making him feel bad about the things that he was doing. And no doubt as he stood by and watched Stephen being stoned to death, and you remember what Stephen said, then Saul of Tarsus was just feeling all that in your heart. And when Saul of Tarsus heard that from the Lord Jesus, then he said, Lord, what will you have me to do? Now, note this very carefully, boys and girls. You remember what he said first of all? He said, who are you, Lord? And now he says, Lord, what will you have me to do? As soon as he discovered that the one voice speaking to him was the voice of his Lord, then he said, Lord, what will you have me to do? Jesus told him what to do. He was to go into the city of Damascus, and he said, it'll be told you there what to do. And in the city of Damascus, Christ had spoken to a man called Ananias, a disciple of the Lord, and he was to go and tell Saul of Tarsus the message of the gospel. Saul was blind from the light, and he was blind for 3 days. Ananias didn't want to go. He says, Lord, I've heard how this man has come to Damascus to destroy the church. I know, says the Lord, he is a chosen vessel for me. He's going to do my business. And so Ananias went to the place that the Lord told him. He went in, and you find a very great thing. It says he found Saul of Tarsus praying. You see, as soon as a man or a woman or a young person is converted and becomes a Christian, they pray to the Lord their God. And he went in and he put his hand on the shoulder of Saul of Tarsus and he said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And immediately Saul was able to see. He went out, he was baptized in the name of Jesus. He began to preach in the name of Jesus. And there had now started all the life of Saul, who was now going to be Paul the Apostle, and he was going to live his life to the glory and the honor of the Lord. Just think, that man who was so persecuting the church was now a member of the Church of Christ. The one who stood by and saw Stephen martyred, he himself was going to die as a martyr for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll hear much more about Paul the Apostle as he goes out and he does what the Lord would have him to do.